Dead podcast, we did Foley. We processed Foley. Now, we did this for our instrument that we are making and giving away for everyone who's part of the Discord. So go join the Discord. Go do it. Now, today, we are dealing with the processed Foley that we made last time. And we are figuring out a way for the Foley to potentially go forever. Okay? Not forever, but just for a long time.
Ever,
How do we do that? Forever. Now, there are a couple of different ways to do this in Ableton. But there is a musical way that I'd like to discuss with you today. So we're going to add another tool to the Tune Shed, a delay tool to be specific.
Let's go. Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Blake Murray, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have such good intros.
Thanks, man. I read it every time, but I got it memorized. But I read it for, you know, grounding.
Grounds us in our purpose.
Yeah.
To give the tools.
To get those tools. What are the things I want to say? I want to work on this instrument. I'm so excited for this instrument. I can't wait till we release it in the Discord. Also, if you join the Discord, share some music in there and stuff. We've had a couple people share music. It's super great. Would appreciate more. Also, if you want to support us, we invest everything that we get supported back into the show to make the show better. So there's a link in the bio for that too. But yeah, let's get into it, as we say, as all podcasts say. Let's just get right into it.
Let's just jump right in.
All right.
Hey, how are we going to make these samples last forever, quote unquote?
Wait, why are we making them last forever again?
Well, we don't want them to last forever. We just want them to last longer than they are.
Mm.
And we're going to do that with delay. Okay, specifically a delay with a feedback feature that feeds back more signal than it diminishes.
Whoa.
It's perpetual feedback.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. And then this makes it so when we put this all together into our instrument and these different Foleys are being triggered by who knows what, we're going to make that later, that they just go as long as we want.
Yes. And I think the idea maybe is to either print these samples with a bunch of delay on them or figure out a way to have the samples be very, very long and to make the instrument diminish the volume of those samples over time in a way.
Interesting. Okay.
So we're going to have to figure out which one we want to do. But I definitely wanted to at least demonstrate this trick.
Yeah.
You know, before we get there. So let's just pull up a delay. Let's pull up a delay that I know has a good feedback feature. That's Echo Boy.
So perpetual motion, not real. But perpetual delay, real.
Real. Really what you're doing is when feedback is taking the signal that comes out of a delay and then feeding it right back into the start of the machine.
Yep.
Right?
And that's why mics scream at you, because the speaker plays a sound and then it gets into the mic and then, you know, it goes forever.
Yeah, it goes forever and gets louder because amplification makes a signal that wasn't loud, loud.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, feedback is the same thing. And feedback on a perpetual delay thing can get too loud.
That's a little scary.
It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. The power.
I love it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to set the mix to 50%. We're going to set the echo time to, I don't know, quarter note for now.
Okay.
Okay. Just feeding back once.
Yeah, you can hear it sort of kick on.
Right. I'm going to set the sample start to sort of like the end of the sample. You can sort of hear the sample end.
Here are
Now
the
I'm gonna kick
samples.
the
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna kick the feedback up to max. We're clipping.
Oh, God.
Back down. So we were clipping just then.
Sounds like the disintegration loops, but more aggressive.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so when we turn the feedback up all the way, we start building volume.
Yes.
Right? That's a bad thing.
That is a bad thing
So
because
we need to.
you don't want that.
No, so we need to figure out a way to sort of like repeat the signal and keep the delay kind of consistent. We can either get a feedback setting that sort of does that automatically, although it is a fine balance, right? Yeah, see, that's not enough. It's also not really enough. It's getting better.
Wait, so what
It's
is how?
getting
What are we
better.
trying to balance?
Well, we're trying to make it go forever without it not clipping. But if
Oh.
it diminishes eventually to zero, then it doesn't really last forever.
Right.
But if it's too strong, then the signal feeds back and clips the signal.
Right. Okay, I got you. I love
So
how you're
we're
describing this as it just like it keeps going.
as it keeps failing.
Yeah.
So we need to find that balance.
Wow. So which knob are you turning?
Feedback knob.
Feedback. Feedback has to e exactly equal signal.
We're getting the sense that it's not really going to work, right? Because it seems like there is one tiny little spot that might
Yeah.
do it perfectly.
It's like balancing a rock on another rock, and they're both spheres.
It's one very specific point. It is like
A specific
you did it
analogy.
again. You did it again. It is. It is
And
true. So how do we get around that? Well, we find the spot that's close,
print
and
it.
then no, but that this might printing it might be the thing that we do for the actual instrument. We might make that into a sample. We'll have to see.
Oh, this is heady. I love it.
We're gonna decide what to do probably on air right now.
I like it.
But I at least wanted to demonstrate this. We might actually not end up using this at all. But
Gotta
this is just a
go for
way
it.
to make like Foley samples longer and more interesting too,
Yeah.
especially with this specific plugin. So
So I usually just copy and paste. Like if I just have it in the background on a track, I just copy and paste, fade them a little bit, because I'm usually keeping them super low just to give a whole track like sizzle or something. But this is a little bit of a different use case, so
We could end up just doing that. We could just copy paste, find a quick fade, sneak it in, call it
yeah.
good.
Hopefully you don't hear the loop.
Well, the delay, like the perpetual delay thing, can add a character, you know, because you can
Yeah.
play with how the delay plugin is happening.
It's an effect also, yeah.
Yeah, so we could print what's being delayed and make like a really spooky thing, you know.
Whoa. I like it.
We could blend the two, and we could have like a sample that's pure and then a sample that's hyper delayed and affected,
Kind of
and
dry
then
wet those two.
dry wet them in some cool way.
Oh.
But so the way that I think I'm going to accomplish sort of a more perfect perpetual machine is to set an LFO to tip between the two mediums just slightly. Right, so I'm gonna have it start
Oh my
to over
God.
affect the signal and then under affect the signal and
You're
kind of go back.
brilliant. Okay, so essentially we got a LFO, low frequency oscillator. I'm just going to describe this to see if I got it right. So we just got a
That's
wave in
perfect.
the background that doesn't make any sound, and that wave is going to control the feedback knob.
Yes.
And so that
That is
feedback knob, we're going to find where it's okay, it's a little too much feedback, it's getting louder. It's a little too little feedback, it's getting quieter. And you just wiggle back and forth and you'll be good.
That's right. I mean, what do you see on the screen right now
You're not sharing.
if you just look at the screen,
Oh, okay.
what do you
You
see?
okay, feedback knob going, oh wait, whoa, from all the way from min to max.
Yeah, so that's not right. So we have to dial
Okay.
in.
I was like, would that work?
Yeah, we kind of have to dial in our settings, right?
Yeah. So where
So
do
I
you
was,
think that line is
well, I
according
was sort
to?
of playing with it beforehand, like when we were just sort of like seeing where it was close.
Yeah.
It's right around like the very max.
Okay.
So I'm gonna set the max to like 98 and the min to 94.
This is so genius, Marty. I never would have thought of that.
Okay, it's a
Okay, now
little
it's just a
less.
little wiggle.
We need it to go really slow,
Yeah.
right? Maybe like 0.05.
Because how long does it take before it actually starts clipping? We want it to be slower than that.
Yeah, pretty much. Like we want it to get there and then to diminish.
Oh, sorry. We want it to be faster than that.
Too much. So we
Too
started to
much.
sort of clip. So
Yeah.
let's decrease those numbers, maybe 87 and 93, I don't know. Let's see.
6 point range.
Crossing back into the positive. Okay, we're getting a little bit hot. Now we're back down. Still a little bit too much, just a touch, but it was better.
That
It
is
was
great.
better.
That I feel like we're ro launching rocket ships and they keep blowing up in the air. We're like, it's a little hot.
It's a little hot. Yeah, it's like it's too much. It's a
That
little bit too much.
is
I
a
mean,
crazy effect. And I apologize, listeners, our audio movers, which sends our lossless audio to your ears, clipped a little bit there. So we missed little pieces. It just cuts it out a little bit every once in a while. But just imagine it smooth and continuous, and we'll definitely play it again as we tweak this.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, just going doop, doop. All right. So hard to tell if it's going down or up. Oh, it is going up. But will it take it down enough?
Hearing less. I think it works. By George, it works. Slot. Now it's going back down.
Wow. So there's probably a point
We
where it
got
might
it.
clip or get too quiet or whatever, but it's going to take a long time.
Yes. And for the purposes of the instrument, not useful, I think.
Yeah. You hear that pop?
Yeah, I do. It's just a little artifact, just something. Just saw
Just a
something
little
in there.
artifact or something.
A little
That is
artifact.
cool, man. What a cool experiment. I never would have thought of
That
that. That
was
is
sweet.
so fun
I mean, let's
and
talk about
crazy
how we're
sounding.
gonna use it. Do we wanna use it?
Well, okay, so here's a question. Like, I'm imagining an instrument. Okay, let's just say it's a drum pad and we're playing drums. And there's a certain drum that triggers that sound to come on. Do we want it to just play continuously until that drum is played again? Do we want to play
Right.
it and then it turns off when that drum is played again and then it turns on, but where it left off when that drum plays a third time? I don't know. There's so many different ideas.
Oh yeah. Or like every time the drum plays, like imagine a dry signal with just the Foley happening, and then a
Okay.
wet signal with that like dark like woo-woo happening. And the dry signal is all the way on, the wet signal is all the way off, but whenever a drum happens, they switch. And so like the Foley just gets super dark for a second. But then turns back
Whoa.
off.
It's almost like a side chain then, in
Yeah.
that The drum comes in and it changes the background. The background's always there. The Foley's always there, but it changes it.
Yes.
That's really cool. I like that idea a lot.
That
I
could be
really want to
sweet.
hear that.
That could be dope. Okay, so then that's the plan.
Also,
That's
imagine
the
like,
plan.
okay, imagine it's the kick drum and it's a four on the floor pattern. Just do. But every other, it's like bright Foley, dark Foley, bright Foley, dark Foley.
Oh, dude, and it's just like, yeah, and the Foley's just getting like, oh my God,
Crazy.
that's sick.
This is gonna be the craziest. This is gonna be the craziest thing.
Holy crap. Okay, so what we need to do then is we need to make two sets of Foley, like long Foley samples for each sound. And we need to do, you know, we need to categorize them, and then we need to print, like we'll just repeat a bunch of the Foley stuff for, you know, 2 minutes or so. And then track, like print a version where we have this perpetual delay machine, and then just take the part that's really dark and then make that into an audio file.
So we'll
Okay,
each Foley
cool.
will actually be two different samples.
Yep.
But how do we
That's
string them
next
together
episode.
nicely so it's not like, well, actually, no, it probably will be fine. I was just making sure when you switch between the light and the dark versions, as we're calling them, will that sound abrasive or will it be smooth enough?
We can make it be smooth.
Just like
We
fade
can
it.
definitely make it smooth. There are many ways to do that.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, this is super cool. So the next episode we're printing and categorizing Foley samples. That's fun.
Whoa, it's coming
That's super
together.
sick.
This is a journey.
Oh man. Yep. This is fun.
Sweet.
This is officially really fun.
All right, are we pausing there?
I think so.
Go
That's
play
it.
with perpetual delay. It's real, unlike perpetual motion. And wow, I can't wait for next time, dude. Much love, everybody.
Bye-bye.